Games.com.
From the Mike Eisenstadt Performance Studio, this is the Live Music Showcase brought to you by WMNF Tampa and listeners like you. I am your host today, Millie, and live in the studio, we've got Cult Status, and I'm so excited to get to know you guys today. How you guys doing?
We are doing well. How are you?
Great. You know, I want to hear some music before we hear some more. What you got for me?
This song is called Loaded Number One for all those Trumpsters out there.
What?
So you got you some emotion, and your mouth is running all over town, and you think you got it covered. You're gonna bring the mothership down.
Listening to WMNF 88.5's Live Music Showstas with the mostest. Live in the studio, we've got Cult Status. But I bet you guys are wondering, like, who are these guys? Where did they even come from? Well, if you didn't realize, they actually went by another name. But who are these members? Let's start with our vocalist, Ken Logan. Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Hi, Millie. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. So excited to have you guys. You have so much raw energy. I am loving it. It's like you are my caffeine for today.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. And tell me, what's in a name?
Well, our old name used to be Death, Love, and Addiction. And unfortunately, around here, people thought Death, Love, and Addiction, we were going to come out on the stage and go, wow, rock and roll. And we're nothing like that. We're like a modern, like I call it modern classic rock. It's very based in the blues, based in like straight ahead four-piece rock and roll. And so the name was causing some confusion. So we decided, well, you know, we haven't released a record yet, so and we're working on that. We're going to have a release in August. And so we decided to change the name, and we were kicking around names, and the name Cult Status showed up. And I would love to get this band to Cult Status. That would be awesome.
Awesome. That's very, very possible. It can definitely happen. Just to get to know the other members in the band, you've got your guitarist, Joe Sanders.
All right, how you doing there?
I'm doing great, yes. And then we have on bass, we've got Greg Moore.
How's it going?
Good to meet you, Greg.
Thank you.
Hiding away in the timeout room, aka drum room, we got Joe Murphy.
Let me out, please.
Loving the hair, Joe.
Thank you. I'm my friend. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you guys so much for being here. If you are listening on 88.5 FM, do not forget that you can actually watch us live on Facebook Live. That is correct. Don't forget to just visit Facebook and search for the Live Music Showcase, and you'll be able to see the live show right now with us. I've also got some surprises. I've got stuff to give away. Ooh. You know me.
I love
making it a little bit difficult for you. Yeah, we all love prizes.
Do we get one?
Well, maybe. But if you want to know what we're giving away, right after this next song, I will let you know. So stay tuned. I'd love to hear another song. What you got for me?
This song is entitled These Days.
Okay.
Disappear like a tear falling from the beauty you left behind. Stains blister and peel in the sun. Another emotional hit and run is coming from the beauty you left behind. Yeah. Wait, let's take a walk. Wait, we'll jump in our ship and we'll fly away. What would you have me do? Something's got to pull me through these days. These days. Let's build up. Stuck here again. A boring home movie that never ends. You're praying for the beauty you left behind. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. This love is patiently slipping away. So why don't we take just one day and find what we lost inside. Yes, something's got to pull me through these days. These days. These days. I'm screaming your name. I said, wait.
Goes wild. Come on, guys, run to the camera. Let's hear it.
Woo, You are listening to WMNF 88.5 FM. Did you know that donating your car, boat, or motorcycle to WMNF helps keep the station running? It's an important revenue source for us. Donating is easy. Simply call 1-888-966-3885 or visit us online at WMNF.org to schedule your free pickup. Also, now you don't have to wait till 9 a.m. to hear Democracy Now! You can hear it every morning at 8 a.m. on our HD3 channel, The Source. You can hear it online at WMNF.org/listen. That's Democracy Now! Weekday mornings at 8 a.m. on WMNF's The Source and 9 a.m. on our main channel. And it's replayed on The Source at 5 p.m. every weekday afternoon. And you have been listening to The Cult live in the studio with us. And just as promised, I got stuff to give away. And if you guys want it, what did I say?
Not The Cult.
No.
We're not that big yet.
Cult status. There we go. I was on a roll.
Yeah, you were.
You guys bigger than we were.
Yes. So we got cult status. Of course, giving away. These guys are going to be playing over at the Us 2 concert. That's actually going on tonight and tomorrow. It's a two-day festival. But before I give you more details on the festival, because I don't want to give away all the answers, of course, but we've got all kinds of local bands that are going to be coming out and playing, and they're going to be doing songs from 82, 83 from the Us 2 festival that was held in, I'm not going to tell you where, because that's going to be one of our questions, but who are you guys going to be during the festival?
We get to be U2.
U2.
Yes.
And you guys aren't playing tonight. You guys are going to be playing...
We're tomorrow night at Janus Landing.
Janus Landing. Tonight's over at Skipper's, but tomorrow night, Janus Landing. And guess what? Janus Live.
Excuse me, Janus Live.
That's true.
Live.
They changed their name to Janus Live. And if you want to go and you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you have a chance to walk away with a pair of tickets for tomorrow night's show.
Are you kidding me, Millie?
That's awesome, isn't it?
That is so awesome.
Oh, so, you know, if you still want to catch tonight's show, you could buy tickets on WMNF.org. Just check it out. But you can give us a call for your chance to win, and you have to answer just one small question. But I'll give you the number first so you don't miss a minute. The number is 813-239-9663. One more time, that's 813-239-9663. Steve is waiting to take your call, and the question is... Drum roll, please. Let me get a drum roll. Ooh. In reference to the Us Festival, who said, I just wanted to throw a big party in the middle of nowhere? I'll ask that question one more time. In reference to the Us Festival, who said, I just want to throw a big party in the middle of nowhere? You guys know the answer to this one.
Yes.
All right. But I want to hear from our listeners. In the meantime, while we're waiting for them, I want to hear a little bit about your musical background. And let's go ahead and start with our vocalist, Ken.
Well, a lot of people have kind of compared me to two people. I seem to be a mix between the passion of Bono and the showmanship of David Lee Roth.
Nice.
For better or for worse, that's kind of what it is. That's just kind of what it is. I'm kind of a guy that's like, look at all the people here tonight. Now touch me. You know what I mean? Very, very passionate. But like to have a lot of fun also at the same time.
Hey, what's music if you can't have fun
exactly,
with it, right?
Exactly, exactly. I used to literally go home after school and put on a Van Halen record and a U2 record right after that. Turntables, people, that's how old I am. And look in my parents' china cabinet because I could see my reflection and sing song after song after song and just, you know, believe that one day I might be able to make, you know, original rock and roll and tour the world. So
nice. Well, how long have you been playing for now?
I've been playing original rock and roll since 1987.
Nice.
Yeah, a few years.
And obviously you've got all kinds of influences in you.
All kinds of influence from Led Zeppelin to some great punk rock. I was a big Clash fan, U2, The Police, and some real punk rock too, like Fear and Bad Brains and stuff like that.
Nice. So stepping in as U2 over at the concert was really a no-brainer for you.
Yeah, it was. We kind of told Randy, it's like, yeah, we need to be U2.
Yeah, that's it.
And
that
that's it.
All right, there you go. Well, let's hear from our guitarist, Joe Saunders. Hey, Joe, so how long have you been playing? Tell me a little bit about your background.
I've been playing too long. Too long. Longer than you've been alive, twice.
Yeah, twice. Woo. That's pretty good. Thank you.
yeah, I've been in a bunch of bands around here since the late 80s, early 90s.
Anything we might be familiar with?
God, man, spanning the years, Four Star Riot, the Black Honkies, basic rock outfit.
Have you always been stationed out of here at Tampa Bay?
Yeah, yeah, and touring out, you know, doing the East Coast or shooting out to the other coast or whatever.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. And you only play guitar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, here. Yeah.
Here, on this band.
At home, I play a bunch of different instruments, but I don't bring them out in public.
Oh. Any other instruments you might hear you play on the album?
No.
No?
No, just guitar, maybe a little theremin. Stuff like
See,
that.
See, I like theremin. That's got
my
some
noise
nice
toys, yeah.
Ooh. I
he
love
makes
it.
Good noise.
Good noise. That's what music is, orchestrated noise.
That's it. Yes, absolutely.
Love it. And let's hear from our bass player, Greg Moore.
Oh, you don't want to hear from me now? Come on. Thank you. No.
So humble.
So fake humble.
Yes.
Fake humble. Ooh. Greg, how long have you been playing for?
I guess I started playing bass 1987.
Wow.
So,
around the same time, okay.
Haven't really gotten much better, but I'm doing what I can. So, no, but yeah, same thing. Rush, obviously. The Clash was really big.
Nice.
U2 was big. Adolescence, things like that. Social Distortion was real big, too. The Replacements, went home a lot and ruined a lot of cassettes and vinyl myself. So.
Hey, that's the way to do it. Now, I know most of our bass players started on guitar and then went over to bass. Was it always bass for you?
It was actually piano. I took lessons, and, a lot of good that did. And my grandfather had a bass, and he didn't want to play electric because he was an upright fiddle player.
Ooh.
And he said, "Here you go." And he had gnarly fingers from teaching himself. He said, "I'm not teaching you a thing, so figure it out yourself." And still trying to figure it out. And, it's been a long road to ruin ever since.
Awesome. So. Awesome. And, of course, in our timeout room, we got Joe Murphy. Joe.
Woo! Hello.
How long have you been making trouble?
Making trouble or playing the drums?
Isn't it the same thing?
Pretty much like these guys. We've been around a few years, probably 25 plus years on drums, and I like Greg, I started on piano, believe it or not.
Nice.
But I couldn't get as many chicks, So I had to flip over.
No, it's a different world today. Piano's pretty well respected.
Oh, it is, but not like the drums. But.
Okay. Yeah.
They always love the drummer.
Yeah,
they love the drummer.
The troublemaker. Mm-hmm. The bad boys.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you know what? I'm itching for another song. What else you got for me?
We are going to play a song right now called Long Day, because sometimes when you're rocking and rolling, you're playing music, you're in the studio, you're doing a show, it can become a very, very long day, but it's the best job I've ever had.
Nice.
Here we go. It's been a long, long day. Well, it's been a long, long day. And I've been waiting on my ship to come in. Give me
been a long, long day. I'm just a kiss away.
Homegrown, handpicked music and news. That's 88.5 WMNF Tampa live. In the studio, we've got Cult Status.
Cult Status!
Woo-hoo! If you are loving the music, you can definitely get more information on them on cultstatusband.com.
Yes.
For those of you just tuning in, they did go by a different name, formerly Death, Love, and Addiction.
Yes.
Just look them up as Cult Status on Facebook. You'll be able to get more information on there as well. I also want to make a quick announcement that we have a winner for our first question.
We have a winner!
Woo! Congratulations, Lily Punserin, I hope I said that right.
Lily.
From Clearwater, Lily.
Oh, she owes me money.
Oh, a Lily from Clearwater. I love that. She owes you money. What?
I'm just kidding.
Watch out, Lily. Thank you so much for calling in. Congratulations for taking away the pair of tickets for tomorrow night at Janice Live to watch the Us 2, the second half of Us 2.
That's right.
Yeah.
And this just in. This just in. Weather report. Weather report. The clouds are going to be moving past us. The rain's not going to set up until after midnight tonight.
Nice.
So get down to Smokers. Skipper's
Smokehouse.
Oh, my gosh.
The old days. I'm heading there now.
You got this.
The old days just creep right back into my brain. Anyway.
Too much partying.
Yeah, back in the day, it was. Anyway, Smokers. Skipper's Smokehouse.
That's tonight, guys. Skipper's Smokehouse.
It's going to be nice and dry. It's going to be nice and cool. Get out there and watch all those great bands. A lot of our friends are playing tonight. It's going to be great. And then tomorrow at Janice Live is, if you've never been there to see a live show, it's one of the best music venues in the world. So come on out.
So much fun. I love it. You know, I know some of you are probably wondering, what was the answer to that question? I wonder how many of you actually called, but I'll have to talk to Steve about that later. So the question was, who, in reference to the US Festival, who said, I just want to throw a big party in the middle of nowhere?
Who was it, Millie?
Who was it?
Steve Watts.
Well, yes, that is correct. It was Steve Wozniak of the Apple Corporation, of course.
I love the way he answers, like, everyone should know that. Steve Woz, come on.
Steve Woz, man. So thank you, Steve Woz. And thank you, Steve Arduango, for giving us the name of the winner. You know what? I'm feeling giving. I feel like I want to give another one. Do you guys want another pair of tickets?
Of course we
want
to give another one.
I don't know. I can't hear you guys screaming on the other side of Radio Land over there. If you want another pair of tickets, I got one more question for you. So get ready. If you didn't get the number the first time around, that is 813-239-9663. And the question is, where was the US Festival originally hosted 1982 to 1983? Where was it originally hosted? Give me city and state. All right. Give us a call, 813-239-9663. And, you know, I'm kind of curious. So you mentioned you guys have only had an EP out, which I remember I heard online. So those of you who still want to hear some of that. Just two songs on the EP. But you guys have been in the studio working on a whole new album. This is like a full-length album.
Yes. Yes.
So who's been writing this music?
Well, myself and Joe are the usually the originators.
Well, which
of the
Joe?
Idea.
Joe the guitarist
Joe Sanders,
or Joe the drummer?
Me, I'm sorry. Joe and I have been writing for over 10 years now.
Yes,
not necessarily playing together, but
this
always writing songs.
We've actually been writing for 12 years.
You need to get on the microphone.
Yeah, get on the mic, Joe.
This record we've been writing for 12 years.
Nice.
So
it's
12 year in gestation.
So it better be good.
Better be good.
That's a long time. But we all contribute to the songs, but myself and Joe are usually like the initial idea, the gem that we have to polish into a diamond.
All right.
And so that's how it works.
So what lights your fire? What starts the spark?
Well, usually with Joe, it starts with this awesome riff. First time I ever worked with Joe, he played that riff, and I was like, whoa, whoa, what was that? What was
okay.
that? Do that again. And I was like, we can work with that. And then with the next song we're about to play is that riff, and it's a song called River Rolls On, and it's all about people. I got to tell you, I got to reach out to Radioland here. People, if you can hear my voice in Radioland, if you love somebody and you got beef with that person, life is way too short.
Amen.
Please don't carry that rock around. If you got a brother you haven't talked to in 20 years, pick up the phone and call that brother. If you got a sister you don't talk to anymore because something went wrong at Thanksgiving, let that stuff go. Because in the end, only the good remains forever, and all the bad, we let it flow right down the river. This song is called River Rolls On.
Listening to WMNF 88.5's live music showcase. That is Cult Status live in the studio. If you're listening on 88.5, don't worry. You can also watch this live on Facebook Live. That's WMNF LMS on Facebook. And if you missed it live, don't worry. We'll have it up on YouTube. So don't fret. it's okay. Just look us up, Live Music Showcase WMNF on YouTube, and you'll be able to watch not only this show, but every show we have, and that's every Friday at 2:06 p.m. if you just love hearing music you didn't know you wanted to hear. And that is what we are all about. Also, want to give a quick shout out, because with this song about friends, I just felt so moved.
You gotta do it.
To our dear friends, of course, the group that helps make this show happen every single week. Today, mixing it up behind the board, we got Mark Perfetti, being assisted by... assisted by Joe Remo and Yamiko Thomas. Yay!
Thank you, guys.
Our amazing video crew as well. We got Bob Hope. We got Bill Brehm.
Raise your hands. Who's Bob Hope? Who's Bill?
Mossy Connors.
There they are.
We got Bob hiding in another room, switching things up for us.
Of course, our
producers, Steve R. Duango, who's taking your calls, and Mildred Matos. But hey, that's me today. Yay. I am your host, Millie, and you can find me on the social sphere. That's Millie Vision. Millie with a Y, Vision with an S. Thank you all for helping make this show happen, not just to our crew, but to you guys out there in Radio Land for tuning in, for listening, and for helping to support our show. Because, of course, you know that WMNF is a listener-supported commercial-free radio station, and we appreciate your support. If you want to leave a tip for the Live Music Showcase, you can visit us on WMNF.org/support. You can call us at 813-238-8001, or... Here's a cool one. You can actually tune in next Friday for our WMNF Winter Fun Drive Live Music Showcase moment and let them know you'd like to give your support to the Live Music Showcase. We start the drive actually Wednesday of next week, and that's where we're going to be raising money to kind of keep all of our shows going. And if you want to support specifically the Live Music Showcase, call us during the show. Tell us how much you love us. We love hearing from you. Make a small donation. Every little bit counts. And of course, I want to mention that we have a winner.
Oh, yay! All right.
Yes. The second winner for a pair of tickets for tomorrow at Janice Live for the Us 2 concert is Linda Plank. Oh, wait. I missed the drum roll. Drum roll. Linda Plank over in Venice, Florida. Congratulations. Wow. Oh, she's got a long drive.
Wow. Awesome.
Thank you so much for calling, for listening, and enjoy those tickets. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. And for those of you who didn't get a pair of tickets right now, don't worry, you can still get them while they last, because of course, once they run out, you can't get any more. So you can get tickets either for tonight over at Skipper Smokehouse, and then tomorrow at Janice Live, or you can buy tickets for both nights.
Both nights.
Now, if you like the party, that is exactly what you want to do. You want to get for both nights, because we've got some great music playing. So just to let you guys know a little bit about the Us 2, for those of you listening, back in 82, Steve Wozniak of the Apple Corporation said he wanted to throw a big party in the middle of nowhere. About 400,000 people showed up to, here's the answer to the second question, guys, San Bernardino, California, to hear the eclectic music featuring new wave, heavy metal, country, and rock. Now, 35 years later, top Tampa Bay local bands and artists pay tribute to the 82-83 US Festivals. The 35th anniversary tribute is this two-night tribute extravaganza with top local bands playing music from the US Festival sets. You're going to hear acts playing music from Tom Petty, David Bowie, The Clash, INXS, Motley Crue, Judas Priest, Flock of Seagulls, and so much more. And of course, our very own Cult Status is going to be playing as U2.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Do you guys want to give us a little taste of what they're going to expect as U2?
I think we should. That seems like a perfect segue. Thank you, Millie. I love that.
Let's hear something.
Right. Here's a song I think you've all heard before. Here we go. We sing this song.
is awesome, guys. If you're listening on Radioland 88.5 FM and you are loving this, you can check them out tomorrow night over at Giannis Live. Or you can check out the website to find out when their next shows are going to come up. And that's at cultstatusband.com. And of course, you can check them out on Facebook as Cult Status. For those of you who weren't listening earlier, they used to be known as Death, Love, and Addiction. But unfortunately, they are not heavy metal, guys. So the name has changed.
Yes.
Yes, I'm loving it. Now, another thing that I am loving is how I am hearing the amazing throwbacks of the 90s rock. I'm hearing grunge. I'm hearing classic rock. Things like Aerosmith, Bon Jovi, Black Crowes. Wonderful. Of course, you guys have influences from the 90s.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and you guys were in bands from the 90s.
We sure were.
Yes. So you guys are like legit.
We're legit.
Like too legit.
Too legit to quit.
To quit, exactly. Yeah, no.
Back in the early 90s, Tampa was such a vital music scene that I worked as a full-time musician, playing four or five nights, well, a lot of us did, playing four or five nights a week in bars doing 80% original rock and roll.
Nice.
You can't do that anymore. Yeah. We're going to bring it back.
Love it. You know what? And it's a perfect timing, too. We've got a huge surge of 90s music right now in hip-hop and stuff with, like, Cardi B and Bruno Mars. We're seeing it in fashion. Like, Gucci and Calvin Klein have come back, like, seriously, with the big earrings and the big clocks, you know, like, from back in the hip-hop era. I'm loving hearing, like the Flavor
Flav.
I'm seeing this on runways and I'm like, man, I used to dress like this.
So melted cloth.
Exactly. So hearing more of this like rock and bringing back that 90s rock flavor, I am loving it. Now you've got two people in the band. You got Joe Murphy and I think, was it Greg who played piano?
Yes.
So are we going to eventually hear some like synths creeping in similar to like Europe, Berlin or AHA?
I don't know about any synth, but you'll definitely hear B3 and like Rhodes and stuff like that. I'm not a big fan of synthesizers. I mean, I like some settings, but I'm a big fan of B3, natural piano, Rhodes piano, stuff like that.
Love it.
Greg does a wicked cover of Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue.
He really does. Ooh. He really does.
Actually, I prefer She's a Model by Kraftwerk.
You know what? Now you're going to have to sing me a line. Just one line.
She's a model and she's looking good.
Ah, oh, there we go.
That was awesome, buddy.
That was pretty sweet. I loved it. You know what?
Since you're bringing up the 90s.
Okay, let's
How about we play you our most 90s infected song right now,
oh
the Superhero
God.
Boys.
Guy
we're
going to
play
own
Superhero.
All right.
And we're hoping that they do a Deadpool 3 and we can get this song on the soundtrack.
Oh yeah.
That would be awesome. The song we're going to play for you right now is a song called Superhero. We hope you dig it. Back and forth, vines I swing, I climb skyscrapers with the greatest of ease. I don't use doors, I bust through walls, 'cause I'm a superhero. Well, that was then, and this is now. And now my cape is torn, yeah, my ties don't fit no more. So change your locks, but I'll bust down your doors. I never wanted you to know I was a superhero. I never wanted you to know. I never wanted you to find. I never wanted you to realize I'm just a waste. Mama wants to light a candle, Daddy wants to say a prayer, and I know you'll find your superhero somewhere. No, I never wanted you to know I used to be a superhero. Fine, living this life when I can't change my problems with a burst from my laser beam eyes. I hope you will remember that there's a never-ending crew, and someday I will be with you. I never wanted you to know. I never wanted you to find. I never wanted you to realize I'm just a waste of time. So mama, won't you light a candle? Daddy, won't you say a prayer?
hero. Won't you say a prayer? And I pray you find your superhero out there. No, I never wanted you to know I used to be. No, I never wanted you to know I should have been. No, I never wanted you to know I used to be a superhero.
You're listening to WMNF 88.5's live music showcase. And you know what? It ain't easy making the show happen every single week on Fridays from 2.06 p.m. to 3.01, which means we've only got about 8 minutes left. So I'm just going to give another special thanks to the team that helps make this show happen. Our mixer
thank
today.
You, everybody. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
All of you guys in the booth. Millie, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Millie.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
All you camera guys, you guys in the switch room, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, Mark Perfetti, our sound mixer, assisted by Joe Remo and Yomiko Thomas, Bob Hoke, Bill Brem, Tom Connors, and Marcy Connors is the amazing video crew, our producers, Steve Arduengo and Mildred Matos. You can always call Steve. He's always standing by to take your call. That's 813-239-9663. We love hearing from you. And shout out to all the people watching on Facebook Live. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Heidi, who says, live original rock rocks. Nick Naste says, keep music alive. And Cher Crawford says, rock on, guys.
Thank you, everybody else. We've got so many great comments on there.
So get on there. Leave your comment. Let the band know how much you loved it. And if you want to hear more of Cult Status, check them out. That's cultstatusband.com. You can also check them out on Facebook. And you can check them out tomorrow night at Janice Live for the Us 2 Festival. And that's Janice Live in downtown St. Petersburg. And if you still want to score some tickets, you can check it out at WMNF.org before they run out. So make sure you get yours. Once again, congratulations to Lily and Linda, our two winners for today. Enjoy the concert tomorrow. See you girls there. And you know what? I would love to hear another song, since actually everything you've played today has been from the album.
Yes, everything you've heard today is, other than the U2 song, is original rock and roll. It will be on our record. Guess what our record's going to be called?
What's it called?
Songs About Death, Love, and Addiction. You see how we did that? You see how we put that little twist in there?
It's a hats off.
There you go. Exactly.
To the old band name. Exactly. I love it. And it is your full feature album, so it's going to have everything. Everything we're hearing today is stuff
and
that's going to be on the album, plus more, of course, because it's the full feature, guys. Come on. And when can we expect to get this album?
We're hoping mid-August, right? Yeah, mid-August.
Are you going to have like a big release party?
Yep. We're going to have some listening parties. We're going to have a release party. We're going to do, you know, we've all put out records on our own before, so we have a little bit of knowledge of how to do it properly. It's a new world with the internet and everything like that.
Yes.
But I still believe that people want to support live rock and roll, especially if it means something to them. So we will have some listening parties, and we'll definitely have an album release party. We'll have a bunch of them.
Love it. Love it. I'm so excited. Please keep us posted so our listeners can find out. And if you guys want to know firsthand, just check out their website. I'm sure you guys are going to post it on there.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. You know what? I want to hear another song. What you got for me?
This is about the impending weather. This song is called Storm.
Miles an hour. Hey, you know you're gonna fade, you better run.
homegrown, hand-picked music and news. That's 88.5 WMNF Tampa. Thanks again, guys, for being here. You've been listening to Cult Status. Thank you, Ken Logan on vocals, Joe Sanders on guitar, Greg Moore on bass, Joe Murphy on drums. Thank you, guys. Thank you to the WMNF crew for making it all happen. And thank you to you, our listeners, for helping make this show happen as well. I'm having a great time. The energy is amazing in this room. Don't forget, you can watch us live every Friday on Facebook Live. And if you miss it, look up the Live Music Showcase on YouTube. And next week is our summer fun drive. So make sure you give us a call because we want to hear from you on Friday. Thank you so much for tuning in. And you know what? Cult Status, take us away with another song.
Let's do it, Joe. Play us a little something called Hold On. Let's do it.
Coming up next, followed by Bumpy Ride with the Rebel, and NPR is coming up right now.